With the cold weather upon us and probably getting colder over December and January, some of us may be turning our attention to the cost of our gas and electricity. But did you know that two-thirds of Brits want to see the winter fuel payments made available to everyone who needs it, regardless of their age? Winter fuel payments, which are also referred to as the winter fuel allowance or heating allowance, is an annual tax-free payment of between £100 and £300, which helps people born on or before the 5th of August 1953 to pay for their heating in the winter. Research published today says the scheme should be expanded to support anyone living in hardship. Joining me today, we have from Npower Matthew Cole and TV's Debbie McGee. Some surprising figures here when we look at the winter payments. And I suppose with the weather being the way it is now, think of the beast from the east, we must have been using a lot more in terms of gas and electricity.
The problem we're trying to solve today is that, yeah, lots of people are using more gas and electricity, but some folk, they don't have the money to pay for, not the additional electricity and gas they need, they don't have any money to pay for gas and electricity full stop. And that's the problem we're here to talk about today.
Debbie, in terms of the winter fuel payments as well, I was quite surprised that you can't opt out.
Yes, so for everybody who was born before the 5th of August 1953, and yes, you can't opt out. So the research that the Npower charity has done has found out that there's quite a few people getting it, a third of the people getting it, who don't need it, you know, have admitted to not needing it. It isn't what they're looking at. So, you know, the idea is that maybe some of those people would like to help some of the younger people that really are in crisis and can't heat houses, which means they can't put the cooker on to feed the children a hot meal in the winter. And I got involved because I've been involved with the food banks for a very long time. And so the fuel bank now is involved with the food banks. And so the people that get it really are people that really need it and are really in crisis.
Matthew, we'll talk about the fuel banks in a moment and how Npower can help with that. But there are measures there to help people with payments and generally insulating our houses better, because we don't have the greatest fuel-efficient homes, do we?
No, that's right. And actually, having a really energy-efficient home is one of the best things you can do to reduce, you know, how much you have to pay for electricity and gas. I guess the problem is that, you know, these things can cost money. And if you're struggling to keep things going financially, to put insulation on your wall or in your loft, you know it's the right thing to do, but actually your priority is probably just keeping your home warm today. And so the problem people have often got is that they've got a crisis today. They know there are lots of long-term things they can do, but they don't have the cash to do it. And they've absolutely got a problem with cash today, which needs solving today.
And also, the food banks and the fuel bank, what's really good is they're not just handing it out to solve, you know, a 24-hour problem. At the fuel banks and the food banks, they've got counsellors and people there helping people get themselves back on the road to another job about how to insulate their house and how much it's going to cost and how they can get help with that.
Absolutely.
As well. So they're not just handing out and then that's it. It's a much bigger picture than that.
I mean, some people probably still don't know about the cold weather payments, and it can be several hundred pounds.
Absolutely, you know, it's up to £300 people get, and like I say, for some people, it's an absolute godsend. It arrives just before Christmas when you need it, before the winter bills come. But as Debbie said, a third of people have said it comes just before Christmas, and it's really great, and it maybe helps to pay for Christmas presents as well. I mean, Debbie, you were saying Paul used to receive it and say, I don't really need it, and so would use it to give to charity.
Yeah, he always gave his to charity because we didn't need it. And actually, somebody else I spoke to earlier this morning said her parents both get it and they give it to charity because they don't need it. But, you know, quite often you receive something like that you don't need. You wouldn't think of giving it to charity. So I think it's great to get the word out there. But also, because there are so many people that are in a situation that's not their fault and they're not the poorest people in the country. You know, as you were saying, that there are benefits you can get. Yes, there are. But there are also people that both partners have been made redundant within a space of a week or 2 weeks and don't get redundancy money for whatever reason, or one person's been taken ill and they were the breadwinner and they've got children and it's an immediate problem. And to get benefits, because of the way the system works, it's usually about 2 months before you can get anything. Well, how do they heat their homes and feed their children in those 2 months. They've got no money whatsoever. And that's what I've felt really good about, seeing people being helped in that situation too.
Well, we've seen over the last 3 years or so through the fuel bank work to date, we've helped about 120,000 people up and down Great Britain. And really, alarmingly, actually, you know, about 40% of those people are young children. And so they're kids who, without fuel bank helping them, they would be living in a home without any hot water, without any heating, without the ability to cook a hot meal. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really sad. And as Debbie said, you know, everybody wants people to be able to solve those problems. But it's really hard if you're living in a home without heating. It's really hard to think straight and actually solve those problems.
And if you're cold and hungry, you don't want to do anything either, do you?
No.
You have to crawl up into a ball and try and keep warm.
Absolutely.
It astounds me that in the 21st century we're talking about the choice between eat and heat in probably one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And in terms of the payments, why not just change it so there's no age criteria here? It is basically means tested and goes to the poorer people who need it.
That's the government. And maybe this will open their eyes to, you know, there's lots of people out there that need help. But to get anything like that passed, as we all know, it takes a very long time. So there's people out there that need help now, and that's what this is for.
And Matthew, you know, Debbie making a great point here that there's something that you can do in NPER, help get those payments which can be gifted out to the right people.
Yeah, that's right. So NPER's operated a fuel bank now for the last 3 years and has funded it, but we think there are so many more people across the UK we can help. So if people need more information about what we do or actually want to get involved and make a donation, best place to go is npower.com/winterfuel. The average person we help, we provide about £49 worth of help to kind of keep their household warm for the next fortnight. That's about £3 a day it costs. And so actually a donation of £3, you know, it's the price of a cup of coffee. You know, that can keep a family warm. It can mean that people have got the ability to have a hot bath or shower and to cook hot food. And for £3, it doesn't seem bad, actually.
No, absolutely, because it would make me feel guilty going out for a coffee today.
Mm.
What a massive difference it could make. Matthew, let's hope that many people do make those donations or just get in touch to see if they can help out more anyway. But follow a moment to the lovely Debbie McGee and equally lovely Matthew Cole. I better say that in case he gets me into trouble. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.